Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snark Dude and Daffodil.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Snark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you say we were going bananas.
I'm usually the nutcase, Daffodil. Why are you going nuts?
Because you said we were going bananas. So I'm going bananas.
Well, it beats going Hawaiian, but you know.
Oh, my head hurts.
I wish I could go Hawaiian, but I can't afford that, so I'll go bananas. Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay. It is our banana special, songs featuring bananas, either in the title, in the lyrics, in whatever. You know?
There's something bananas about this show this week.
I like that old idea. I don't know if a gorilla or any kind of monkey is going to pop by, but yeah, you know.
No monkeys in the van. We had an agreement.
Okay. Actually, we have a black gorilla popping by a little later on the show. Group, anyway, by the name of Black Gorilla with Gimme Dap Banana. As well, Juanita Banana by the Peels a little later on. Peter Sellers. Hey, he didn't just do the Pink Panther movies. He did other things, too. And we'll have an example of that a little later on. We're starting off the show, as far as bananas go, with Buchanan and Goodman, otherwise known as Dickie Goodman, you know, the break-in record king, and the Banana Boat song. Back in the mid-late 1950s, the whole banana boat thing, the calypso thing, was big.
He's the deli man, deli me banana.
Yeah, that banana boat song, deo, deo. We're not playing that.
That would be too obvious.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're anything but obvious on Cheese Please.
Yeah, yeah, throw me off going that little nut. That really threw me off there. Oh. But we're starting off the show with Faye Richardson and Where Can I Find a Cherry for My Banana Split? Right here on
Cheese Please.
Full of bananas this week. Go figure. Yeah.
I know a guy who owns a big confectionery store and does a Russian business night and day. Last night I saw him all excited rushing out the door, and here's exactly what I heard him say. Where can I find a cherry for my banana split? Because without a cherry, a split is quite unfit. I tried the grocer on the block. He laughed and said, I've none in stock. Where can I find a cherry for my banana split? Find a cherry for my banana split, because without a cherry, a split is quite unfit. I asked the iceman if he knew. He said, I'd like to find one too. Where can I find a cherry for my banana split? Where can I find a cherry for my banana split? Because without a cherry, a split is quite unfit. there'll never be a substitute for this most rare and precious fruit. Where can I find a cherry for my banana split? Where can I find a cherry for my banana split? Because without a cherry, a split is quite unfit. I walked for miles through all the rain. I even tried on Maiden Lane. Where can I find a cherry for my banana split?
Hill and Gully Rider, Hill and Gully, D-A-Y-O.
Tail, tastes good like a cigarette should.
Yes, friends, and remember,
I love the workman, sing this song.
Mildness is a pleasure with
I'm fattening
high octane gasoline.
It's not tart, it's not sweet. What a wine, what a treat.
Yes, do as so many do.
Keep your doggy well and strong. Give him
a brand new brand of cigarette.
And now for our story.
Well, I'm loading the banana boats all night long.
Does your back ache? Are you just plain tired?
What you need is
brush your teeth with
Floorwax.
Makes your floors sparkle.
Yet tastes so good.
And now, back to our story.
Well, I sleep by sun and I work by moon.
Yes, friends, and here's the secret.
No sugar.
No, no.
No salt.
No, no.
Drink
motor oil, the finest for your car.
When you need a pickup,
drink it down.
When I get some money, gonna
smoke for real smoke.
That wonderful dog food.
And now we return you to our story.
Well, I'll pack up all my things and I'll
fly to Mexico nonstop in a giant four-engine
Hill and Gully Rider.
A real high flyer.
Hill and Gully Rider.
You need no special rinsing after you use it.
That's right. The new wash day soap is best for
lunch or dinner, for breakfast too.
Then the banana see the last of me.
And remember, friends, there are
21 kinds of
Tail.
Don't be half safe.
Be completely safe.
Bye, Tail, today, Earth people.
Keith, please, with Buchanan and Goodman and the Banana Boat Story. I think it's like a 50s version of an infomercial, though.
It was a little bizarre.
Actually, that's kind of a great idea. When I run out of toothpaste Daffodil, I'm going to brush my teeth with floor wax. That's
what?
Good.
What?
Didn't you hear that? It's in there.
You can't do that.
You can brush your teeth with floor wax, apparently.
I don't think that's right.
Well, that's fine. I
thought you were going to say you could brush your teeth with bananas, and I was going to tell you that was a crazy idea, too.
No. I'll have to do that when we run out of toothpaste in the van here. I'll just go to one of them home improvement warehouses and get some floor wax.
And on the can of floor wax, you'll see this big poison sign.
Oh, fine. Details. Complications. It's crazy. And before that, we had Faye Richardson. And where can I find a cherry for my banana split?
Because without a cherry, a banana split's not fit.
Exactly. My name is Snarftooth.
And I'm Daffodil.
And you're listening to Cheese Please, where we have
bananas.
No.
Oh, sorry, I missed my cue. The wacky, the warped, and the weird every week.
Thank you. We gotta say that at least once every show. Why?
The wacky, the warped, and the weird every week.
It's contract obligations. I have to say it at least once, maybe twice. It's in my contract.
The wacky, the warped, and the weird every week.
Okay, we gotta.
You're not the one who says it. Well, why is it in your contract?
It's just a negotiation thing. Isn't it in your contract?
I don't have a contract.
Oh, well, fine. And since this is our banana show,
I can't do that anymore. It's giving me such
a... That's fine. There's a subclause in the contract for this special episode for me to eat a banana on the air.
You can't eat a banana on the air. You won't be able to talk.
Well, I'm peeling the banana. I don't know if you can hear it or not. But
I don't think you can hear a banana peel.
Let's try. There we go. You can sort of hear that, the sound of the banana peel coming apart.
The sound of the banana popping open.
Yes, and then I open it
again. Oh, it's squishy.
Yeah, just a bit.
It's overripe.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of those brown spots on it.
So it's mushy.
So
it's going to gum your mouth up.
No, it's not. See, here we go.
Yeah, you can hear that you're eating a banana.
I'm just covering my subclaws this week on the show.
Okay, quick. We better play some more songs or we're going to run out of time before we run out of bananas.
Well, you can tell what's being played then.
Coming up in a minute, we have Juanita Banana by The Peels.
Yeah, I love The Peels. Just don't slip on them, okay?
But we're starting off with Boiled Bananas and Carrots from Peter Sellers.
Right here on
Cheese Pleases Bananas.
Yeah.
Stew is a stew, is a stew, is a stew. Give me boiled bananas and carrots. They're the greatest you know. When I was a nipper, only 6 months old, my mother and my father too, they did not know what to wean me on. They was both in a dreadful stew, man. Oh, they was, they thought of tripe and they thought of steak, or a little bit of old cod's roe. I said, pop round to the old cook shop, I know what will make me grow. It is them boiled bananas and carrots, man. Oh, boiled bananas and carrots. That is the stuff for your tummy, kale. It make you fat and it keep you well. Now you don't want to live like vegetarian on the food they give to old carrots. From morn till night you must blow out your kite on the boiled beef and carrots. Now we've got a lodger, he's an artful cove. I am very, very queer, he said. So we sent for the doctor and he came round and he told him, you jump in bed, he said. Oh, the poor chap said, oh, I do feel bad, he said. And my mother with a tear replied,
hello, darling, what would you like for a pick-me-up?
And he jumped out of bed and cried. I tell you what, he cried. Boiled bananas and carrots, that's it. Oh, boiled bananas and carrots. That is the stuff for your tummy, Kel. It make you fat and it keep you well. Don't live vegetarian on the food they give your parrots. From morn till night, you blow out your kite on boiled bananas and carrots. Stew is a stew, is a stew, is a stew. Man, them boiled beef and carrots are the greatest you.
I've been waiting since the last test to get in.
We're not really complete idiots all the time. It's just that, well, once a week or so, some of the parts go missing.
In a little quiet town, just south of the Mexican border, there lived a lovely Juanita, a banana grower's daughter. She longed to sing at the opera, but her father laughed and made fun. Still, Juanita would sing each day in the fields as soon as her work was done. City in search search of fortune and fame. It didn't take more than a couple of songs. She had won the world's acclaim. Her father back home was astounded. His Juanita Banana a star? He burned down his trees. He moved to the city and he bought himself a guitar. La, 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 la. La, la, la.
Yeah, you finished?
Song's over?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Juanita, that's okay. Juanita Banana, done by the Peels.
It was very appealing.
Sure, whatever. And before that, we had Peter Sellers in Boiled Bananas and Carrots. And an interesting fact, before...
There was nothing appealing about that.
No. But an interesting fact, though, before George Martin produced the Beatles in the early 60s, he put up with Peter Sellers. So that's probably one of the things that George Martin would like to forget about. It's just one of those things, you know. My name is Surf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And you're listening to Cheese Please. That's correct. We're just throwing the cheese out the door and bringing in the bananas.
So this would actually kind of almost be Banana Please, but it doesn't quite have the same ring to it as Cheese Please.
Bananas Please? No, it just doesn't work.
No.
It's just one of those things, you know. And Daffodil, y'all set for the banana cheer?
What?
Yes. Get ready. We're going to have someone come in and cheer about bananas.
Okay, if you say so.
You can sing along if you want.
I don't know the words.
The people out there, you can sing along too. You just...
They don't know the words either.
They're about to. Just go with me here, okay? Just no big deal.
Okay,
just,
fine.
Here we go. Yes.
Bill, bananas.
Mash bananas, mash, 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 mash bananas. Eat, 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 eat bananas. Eat, 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 eat bananas. Go, 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 go bananas.
Go, 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 go bananas.
Go, 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 go bananas.
Go, 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 go bananas. Yay!
I already went bananas at the beginning of the show.
Well, that's my take on it, okay?
And you know what? If you ate a lot of mashed bananas, you would be going.
Why?
To the bathroom. That's where I thought she was going with that for a minute. Mash, 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 yeah. Mash bananas. Eat, 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 eat bananas. Go, go, go to the bathroom.
Flush, you know? Flush, flush the toilet.
Exactly.
Okay, whatever.
That's where I thought it was going.
Never mind that. Let's play more banana music.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
More banana music.
We got the Black Gorilla coming up. Give me that banana.
Is that like give me that, give me that, give me that ting? Or is it something else?
I think it's something else.
Okay.
It's been a while. And we're starting off with Von DeLeith and Banana Oil.
Ooh. That sounds kind of sleazy.
Where else but on...
Cheese Please is going bananas.
Omega oil is good for rheumatism, so they declare. And olive oil is good upon a salad, also on the hair. Though we know that castor oil always cures the pain, banana oil is something new. So just let me explain. When he tells you I adore you, that's banana oil. And she answers I'll die for you, that's banana oil. He says when I buy the stone, what a handsome ring you'll own. But the only ring she gets is on the telephone.
You're the first boy ever kissed me.
That's banana oil. And I wonder if you miss me. More banana oil. He says I'll do right by Nell. Mother thinks that's simply swell. But Dad is wise and he knows right well. That's banana oil. Now Standard Oil is always advertising, we know that so. They claim their oil is far more popular than any kind we know. But there is still another oil, seems to rank supreme. It's what we call banana oil. I'll tell you what I mean. When a girl says I'm just 20, that's banana oil. And of money Dad has plenty, that's banana oil. I wonder what's become of maids used to wear their hair in braids. When you took them dancing, ordered only lemonades. Yes, my hair is naturally curly. That's banana oil. And I've got to be home early. More banana oil. Who says girls hate new clothes to wear? Who says older men won't stare? And who says our moms don't bob their hair? That's banana oil. Dear, you look charming. That's banana oil. And she says, I just love farming. More banana oil. Now, here's one thing I'll tell you what. Big oil men I've met a lot. But the only oil those birds have got is just banana oil.
Should be my pledge name, Snarf. Ooh, let's play Ookie Pita. Snarf, go first.
Cheese.
Another day of fear for monkeys and Zaire. 'Cause what the shadow's all about, it ain't exactly clear. The creeping in the crumb, the blackbird of the jungle picking up another shrub.
I think. Gimme Dot Banana, Black Gorilla here on Keys Please, our banana special. And before that, we had the delightful sounds of Vaughn DeLeith and Banana Oil.
Which is apparently sleazy, I told ya.
Whatever, my name is Starf Dude.
I'm Daffodil.
And we got just a few seconds. Man, it went so fast. I can't believe it.
We just went bananas.
But you have a fast fact about bananas.
I have an amazing banana fact.
And?
You have to try this at home.
Okay.
Did you know that a ripe banana glows bright blue under a black light?
Oh, cool. That's
really, truly, that's a ripe banana will glow bright blue. It exhibits blue fluorescence when exposed to ultraviolet light.
Well, that's something I'm going to have to do when you're asleep.
Basically, that's they say so animals who can see in the ultraviolet spectrum can find the ripe bananas.
Ah, what a great idea. So if you got nothing better to do, you have a black light.
Put your banana under the black light. It'll glow.
If you have a
blue
black light at home, why not? Or Halloween. There's an idea to do at Halloween. Okay.
It's a very cool idea.
We're ending off the show this week. Shortly, we'll hear the banana song by Jim Gill, but we're starting off our end set with Snoopy's Classics on Toys for the umpteenth freaking time.
I love my Snoopy's Classics on Toys. They always have something for every occasion.
Yes, including this one. Yes, we have no bananas. Until next week, folks.
We won't be back after these two songs, so have fun and stay cheesy.
Can I go out and buy some more bananas?
We'll go buy more bananas.
Okay.
Fine.
Until next week. That's your cue to say goodbye.
Well, you keep cutting me off. Goodbye.
USA. They sell them in the grocery store, and I go in and buy 10 pounds or more. Bananas are my favorite food to eat.
Banana, banana, banana.
They're long and yellow, and I think they look pretty neat.
Banana, banana, banana.
I have to say they're my favorite after-school treat.
Banana, banana, banana.
Bananas are my favorite food to eat.
Banana, banana, banana.
I eat bananas for breakfast, bananas for lunch. If my mom would let me, I'd eat the whole bunch. For dinner, that is. And then I'd quit to leave room for dessert. 3 banana splits. Bananas are my favorite food to eat.
Banana, banana, banana.
They're long and yellow and I think they look pretty neat.
Banana, banana, banana.
I have to say they're my favorite after school treat.
Banana, banana, banana.
Bananas are my favorite food to eat.
B-A-N-A-N-A.
I pick 6 and 7 and 8 and bun. Come on, tally man, it's time to go home.
Banana.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil for Scott Snail Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.